Pray in the Morning, February 2. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. The very first outbreathing of the soul in the morning should be for the presence of Jesus. Without me, he says, ye can do nothing. It is Jesus that we need, his light, his life, his spirit, must be ours continually. We need him every hour. And we should pray in the morning that as the sun illuminates the landscape, and fills the world with light, so the sun of righteousness may shine into the chambers of mind and heart, and make us all light in the Lord. We cannot do without his presence one moment. The enemy knows when we undertake to do without our Lord, and he is there, ready to fill our minds with his evil suggestions that we may fall from our steadfastness. But it is the desire of the Lord that from moment to moment we should abide in him, and thus be complete in him. God designs that every one of us shall be perfect in him, so that we may represent to the world the perfection of his character. He wants us to be set free from sin, that we may not disappoint heaven, that we may not grieve our divine Redeemer. He does not desire us to profess Christianity, and yet not avail ourselves of that grace which is able to make us perfect, that we may be found wanting in nothing. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom, in all respects, placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through, where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide. We must have the continual light that comes from God. Christ is ever sending messages to those who listen for his voice. It is a part of God's plan to grant us, in answer to the prayer of faith, that which he would not bestow did we not thus ask.